Hi, this is Beth Joan Shaw with Spirit of Success, and welcome to First Things First, a weekly devotional for businesswomen who desire God's guidance as we seek to honor Him with our businesses. We meet by teleconference each week on Monday mornings to hear a word from the Lord and to encourage each other in prayer. You know, I couldn't help but smile at God's perfect timing last week. You see, the small group that my hubby Ron and I are part of is studying a Bible study called Revealed, looking into the Old Testament to see how Jesus was revealed throughout Scripture. Well, as we were preparing for class this week, the Leader's Guide had a notation for us that read, quote, "It's important this week that your group members develop a strong working definition of sin," end quote. It went on to describe that the Hebrew word for sin is chata, C-H-A-T-A, which means missing the mark or straying off course. When we do things our way instead of God's way, we miss the mark. And God calls this sin. And our inner compulsion to do so is called our sin nature. Whether it's cheating on a test or stealing or murder, it's all missing the mark of God's righteousness. It's all sin to God. Well, what made me smile was in God's perfect timing. Guess what our chapter highlighted this week in our current book study, Because of Bethlehem by Max Licato? Yes, it's highlighting our sin nature. And just so we don't think our study today is a downer, our focus is on the fact that our sin nature is what points us to our need for our Savior. I don't know about you when you read chapter 3, but I love how Max shared his own personal example of his sin nature. Were you surprised by that? I love his boldness to be real. Well, would you be surprised to discover I have a sin nature? No, you're not surprised by that. I cheated on a history test once in college. I wrote some notes to remember and took the notes with me into the test. And what turned out that what I wrote as cheat notes, I actually remembered better. So I didn't need to cheat after all, but nonetheless, that was my plan. So I cheated. No, I'm not proud of it. Wish I could say that that was my only sin in life, but we all know better. Yes, I have a sin nature. So do you. Yes, I need a Savior. So do you. Our author writes this in his book on page 26. He writes, "The sinful nature is the stubborn, self-centered attitude that says, my way or the highway. The sinful nature is all about self, pleasing self, promoting self, preserving self. Sin is selfish." He writes, "I have a sin nature. So do you. Merry Christmas," he says. He goes on to write, "Under the right circumstances, you will do the wrong thing. You won't want to. You'll try not to, but you will. Why? You have a sin nature. You were born with it. We all were. Our parents didn't teach us to throw temper tantrums. We were born with that skill. No one showed us how to steal a cookie from our sibling. We just knew. We never attended a class on pouting or passing the blame. We could do both before we were out of diapers. The heart of the human problem is the problem of the human heart," end quote. Yes, the heart of the human problem is the problem of the human heart. Praise God that He developed a rescue plan for us to save us from our sins. And we read about that in Matthew 1, starting in verse 20. "But after he," meaning Joseph, "had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, 'Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins.'" Why did Jesus come? To save his people from their sins. Not to overthrow the Roman government, to save his people from their sins. Not to establish his kingdom on earth, to save his people from their sins. Not to condemn the church, to save his people from their sins. Our author writes this on page 28. Jesus came to save us, not from politics, enemies, challenges or difficulties. He came to save us from our own sins. Jesus came to save us from ourselves. So how does Jesus save us from our natural inclination to sin? Our author writes this on page 30 of his book. He commandeers our hands and feet. He requisitions our minds and tongues. As Romans 8:29 writes, he decided from the outset to shape the lives of those who love him along the same lines as the life of his son. He goes on to write this, having paid sin's penalty, Christ diffuses sin's power. The punk within diminishes, and the Christ within flourishes. God changes us day by day from one level to the next. We'll never be sinless, but we'll sin less. And when we do sin, we have this assurance, the grace that saved us also preserves us. We may lose our tempers, our perspective, our self-control, but we never lose our hope. Why? Because God has his hold on us. He is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, as Jude 24 writes. He goes on to write this. The believer has been saved from the guilt of sin and is being saved from the problems of sin, and upon the return of Christ will be saved from the punishment of sin. Amen. So when we give our heart to Jesus, when we accept that he took our sin and was punished for our sin so that we can one day stand faultless before the throne of God, we will have eternal life. We will live in heaven with Jesus. Until that time, will we still sin? Yes, because we have a sin nature. We won't want to. We'll try not to. But we will sin. But as we draw closer to Jesus day by day, we will sin less. Our lives will be a testimony to others that we choose Jesus because he first chose us. We each need a Savior, and because of Bethlehem, we have one. Well, thank you for listening, and I pray that you received a word from God today that will encourage you and equip you to do your work as unto the Lord. And if you'd like to participate in our weekly live First Things First Tele-Bible Study time, just email me, Beth, at spiritofsuccess.com. Thank you, and God bless.